Now, in this time of the so-called credit crunch and economic downturn, who do Northern Ireland's business leaders turn to when under pressure for more customers, increasing revenues and greater profits? Well, Mitch Goose is a US marketing guru who's in Belfast today advising business leaders on how to improve their performance. And Mitch is on the line. Morning, Mitch.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. It's a pleasure. What is your message?
My message is really three things. Focus, remove waste, and work hard to retain your customers, because in any market, and especially in a difficult market, you need to be focused on what makes your company valuable and different from the other competitors in the marketplace.
Now, focus, this is a great buzzword. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, what we find in working with mid-sized companies all over the world, we speak a lot to Vistage groups around the world, and we find that the CEOs have a counterintuitive approach to what to do in difficult times, which is they want to spread their eggs into multiple baskets in the hope that at least one of the baskets will survive the troubles. And in reality, what happens is you become a mediocre company everywhere with no distinction, and customers in all times, but especially in difficult times, are looking for the most value for their money that they can get, and the best firms win in that situation. In fact, a downturn can be good for strong companies because it removes sort of the marginal players from the marketplace and allows the strong companies to become even stronger.
Well, take a certain area like sort of property, for instance, or real estate, as you might call it. You've had big problems in the States. It's the same here. There are estate agents closing all the time. Those that remain open have no business. I mean, they can focus away like mad, but that's not going to up the business necessarily, is it?
No, it is, and you're right. And occasionally, and this is one of those times, one particular industry gets hit really hard. It happened in the early parts of the millennium in the dot-com boom, which most people will remember. And the truth of the matter is, if you're in the commercial or residential properties business or construction, life is extremely difficult because so many bad things went on. However, I have spoken to groups of home builders around the States and here in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and I have found that even though times are not fun, the good firms are making way. They're removing costs from their system that don't add any value. They're taking a hard look at everything they do, which we need to do to make sure that we're not spending our money on things that the customer doesn't value. But I can't give you any secret to turning around an industry that's dropping 30 or 40%. It's very tough when that happens, and you just have to hunker down, focus on those things that really matter to the customers, and trust that you can make it through to the other side when things will come back, because they always do. But that is just one portion of the industry, and while it's very difficult for people in that business, the rest of the economy doesn't have to suffer as badly as they do, even though they may see a 5 or 10% dip in their market. So for the vast majority of companies, focus, removing waste, and doing a great job with existing customers will be extremely helpful.
Part of your job is psychology. I mean, when you get branded as something like a marketing guru, people are looking for something pretty inspirational, almost sort of a sort of semi-religious atmosphere sometimes these events have. How do you fire people up, Mitch?
Well, I'm naturally enthusiastic. I guess I was born that way. But the truth of the matter is, I strongly believe that in any economy, good companies survive. If you look at the airline industry, which is another industry that's been very hard hit, a few airlines who focus very well are managing to survive. In the States, you have Southwest Airlines. Over here, you have Ryanair. And I'm not talking just about the low-cost airlines, because I've read recently that British Airways is taking a whole focused approach on what markets they're going to serve. And so you find that if you really believe in your message, which I do. I've been at this for a very long time, and I've seen companies come through hard times over and over again by being different. If you really understand my message is, what can customers buy from your company they don't think they can buy from anybody else?
Okay.
And until you can answer that question, why should people buy from you other than at a lower price?
Mitch, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Mitch Goose there.
Wasn't giving away any secrets, was he, when you said, what gets you fired up?
You've got to pay for that.
Didn't say.